Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, I hope you sleep well
hope
tonight.
Hope you sleep very well.
I know you won't.
During this Samhain, thin-veiled fall harvest time of the year where the spirit realm crosses into ours.
Happy Hallows Eve.
Hello and welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo and this is my husband, Steve Green, and he's also my co-host and we do a podcast and it's called Shit They Don't Tell You.
Hello.
Welcome to the spooky Halloween episode.
Wait, I'm not very spooky.
You look pretty spooky to me. Like if I was walking down the street right now and you were approaching me, I would be so much more scared about getting kidnapped than virtually any other person.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
What's the first question you would ask me?
I wonder if that's COVID safe. Like, could you walk? I wonder if you went to the grocery store like that, like if that would be okay.
I'll try it tomorrow if you want.
You should try it.
Yeah, I'll try it.
I mean, it looks more COVID safe than one of those cotton masks.
It probably is.
Yeah. So it should work. Anyway.
What's the first question you'd probably ask me if I had this on?
I probably wouldn't talk to you.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I probably would avoid you at mostly all costs. What?
I'd be like, yo, Catwoman rocks, dude.
I'm not a woman. I'm just a cat.
How are you not a
woman? I'm just a cat.
How are you not, though?
What do you mean, how am I not?
Well, I mean, you look like a Catwoman.
Does a woman have whiskers?
No.
Okay, so not a woman.
Well, you look more like...
Well, I'm just a cat.
You look more like a woman than a cat.
Well, you look like an idiot. Are you dressed as an idiot?
No, I'm trying to go to the moon.
Well, you need way more clothes on than that.
Well, I'm not.
It's cold.
So from what I heard is, in space, actually, you keep most of your body heat. So as long as I stay in the lunar lander mm-hmm. for long enough, I could probably keep my body heat while I go outside the LRV for a certain amount of time, as long as I have my helmet on.
So you're dressing as not a flat earther then, because like, don't flat earthers believe that the moon's like a plasma?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I have a pretty big helmet on.
Oh, okay, tight. Anyway, we are talking, we thought it would be nice to talk about this episode on a spooky special Halloween edition about our personal paranormal experiences.
Yes.
Yes. Starting with Steve. So Steve, you came up with this. I don't know why I'm the one hosting because you came up with this topic. So why don't you talk about your stupid paranormal activities?
Well, first of all, if I'm going to do this, I probably should take off my helmet.
Why?
Well, because...
it's safe out here?
Yeah, because it's perfectly safe here, actually.
Okay.
Okay, apologies about that.
Well, now you're just dressed as an even bigger idiot.
My wife, everybody. Mark, can we get an applause track? She's the best.
Now I look dumb because I'm in a costume and you're not. It's fine.
Listen,
there's a lot of audio listeners.
They're fine.
Probably like, get to the paranormal
exactly.
experiences.
So, yeah, if you're listening, I've talked about this stuff before, but I don't know that we've like gone in detail on every single thing.
No.
So ever since I was a little kid, I used to tell my parents that I would have these nightmares about this thing called the gorilla. And I was like, I don't want to go to bed. And like, why not? And I was like, well, I don't want the gorilla to come get me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the gorilla, I only thought that he was a gorilla because he was like large.
Yeah.
And he was like completely black, like completely.
Yeah, like you couldn't see any facial features,
anything about him at all. And then, I just associated him with like, I was at the zoo, I saw gorillas. And so I was like, when I go to sleep at night, for some reason, I usually wake up in my room, but I see my own body. And then I like, I'm flying around my room or something. But then I have this like feeling of dread, like I shouldn't fly away too far.
So you have an out of body experience?
Well, right, but it looks like that, but it feels like you're dreaming, though.
Okay.
So, like, you're looking at your body, and you're looking at your room, and you're wearing, like, everything that you're wearing, and the room is very much exactly where it is. There's no differences. It's not like when you're in a dream, and there's just, like, a fucking goose in the room, and then you wake up, there's no goose.
Or, like, sometimes I'm just, like, a different person altogether. I'm, like, a guy.
Sure. That doesn't happen. Like, it's very much, like, literal. So, you're, like, seeing yourself... And the angle that you would see yourself and like the pajamas you have on or don't have on or whatever it is. And like the room intact and like, as all this stuff goes on, like I will see my brothers, where they're at, my sister, all that kind of shit. Right. But I would always see. And by the way, that could be just like I'm dreaming and I just saw all of them and I went to bed. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, but I would always see this gorilla appear like in the window or like close to me, and he was always trying to get to me. It felt like he was trying to get me, right? And as a kid, that's a very general feeling. Your dad's like running around the house trying to get you, so it's not like the craziest idea in the world.
Yeah,
but like it was very much like, oh my god, I can't let him get me. And so fast forward, I'm watching before that I'm living with you, and as an adult person, I see it's not a gorilla. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not like, 3, 4, 5 years old.
Yeah, now you're 6'4" and you're probably the same size as it.
Yeah, right. And it's not as big to me now, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's very much in line with what people call Shadow Man, which is like a thing that seems to carry throughout all cultures. And everyone always says, like, when they go to sleep or... even if they're awake or whatever, they see the Shadow Man. And it does feel like you're awake. It really does. When you're having sleep paralysis, it feels like you're awake. And then sometimes, and this happens, this happened to me. The last time this happened to me, I wasn't home. It was me and Nikki were traveling. So it's been a minute, thankfully. But yeah, it's something that I'm very familiar with that happens to me. It's happened to me my whole life. But yeah, I'll see the gorilla, quote unquote, but it's the same Shadow Man, and I get the same eerie feeling from him and the same feeling like he knows me from the same way that I did when I was a kid. Like, it's a very, very, very weird thing. Like, it feels very familial almost.
I feel like you're leaving out the part about the sleep paralysis.
Oh, right. Yeah. So when I fall asleep, it's like, I can, like I said, I'm floating out of my body, and then I'll see myself,
mm-hmm.
and then I can't quite wake up. Like, I can't just, like, I'll see the Shadow Man next to my body or the gorilla, and I can't get myself to wake up. And no matter what I do, I'll scream or I'll, like, try to shake myself or anything that I do, I can't seem to wake myself up. And you just get this crazy feeling of like panic, like you're never going to get back in your body again. Mm. Right. And this movie called Insidious came out and like literally is like, I was like, holy shit, whoever wrote this movie or had something to do with this movie, they know what the fuck I have been dealing with. Like, yeah, this is crazy. But when I saw that movie, I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. Like that they actually are like talking about something that I thought was very personal to me.
So would you say what you go through is astral projection?
That's what people call it, right? But I literally don't know what it is. Like, mm-hmm. How many people have dreams where they fly, right? Like
Well, I have dreams that I fly, but I've never astrally projected. Like, I've never been hovering over my own body.
Mm, right.
Like, whenever I have dreams of flying, I'm like in the sky, like in the world, like in the, like, see, I see my shadow on the ground. Like, I'm flying somewhere, not in my room.
I do that too. You know what I mean? Like, it's not every time perfect.
But that's like, it's a dream. Like, I'm not in anywhere familiar.
Right.
But
then I understand that, like, the way that astral projection works is like, you know, the idea of it is that, like, it's something different than a dream. And I just don't necessarily know that.
Mm.
It's all, I just want to be very clear. I don't know that. And I don't go like, I astral project.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to debate you because I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. Yeah. Like, you know, I think there's a lot of unknowns out there in the world.
Yeah, and
a lot of people have very
about.
Similar experiences. I know you're trying to make that very clear that you're not like, hey, we believe in ghosties and like all we do is talk to ghosties. Like,
I believe in ghosts though. I actually do.
Okay.
I'll say that.
I really do. We'll get there. But for this specific scenario, I know that you're like, hey, there's a scientific reason for this. Yeah. So blah, blah, blah. But I did a lot of research because there was a time in my life where I really wanted to astral project. Mm-hmm. Like, I really wanted to fucking do it. And I was like 20 and I read so much about it. And the fact that people can go from like almost like a meditative state and project out of their body, like supposedly, I've never done it, but that's how they do it. Like the way that they have you do it is not like you go to sleep and you're like dreaming and then like you can't separate your dreams or whatever. It's like a very intentional like leaving your body.
Yeah, so exactly. And it really does feel very, it feels different than dreaming.
Yeah.
It really does. So it feels like this, you know, what they say about the space between sleep and like when you're like conscious.
Mm-hmm.
There's like that little bit of a neutral zone or something.
Yeah.
It feels like that.
Okay. So the scientific reasoning for sleep paralysis, and I've had sleep paralysis too, but I don't hover over my body. Mm. I'm stuck in my bed in the room, like the same exact, what you're saying, like the same exact room, but I can't quite open my eyes all the way and I can't move. Like I can't move. And usually like I didn't start getting any like weird entities in the room until a few times, and then but it wasn't an unknown entity. It was like Franklin had turned into like a demon monster, but he was like in my peripheral and I couldn't see him. I just felt him growling and like he was gonna bite me, but I couldn't turn my head either to look at him. And then another time it was a dog. It was like that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But
that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it, right? So just because it took a different form than mine doesn't mean that it's not
the
same thing.
So it's sleep paralysis, but the scientific, like what's recorded, but there's still a lot of questions about this. So they say that it's caused by what appears to be a basic brain glitch in the interface between wakefulness and rapid eye movement sleep. So during REM, you have intensely lifelike dreams. And to prevent you from acting out these realistic dreams and hurting yourself, your brain has a clever solution where it temporarily paralyzes your entire body. And your brain has a switch, like a handful of neurochemicals that can tilt you between sleep and wakefulness. And sometimes the quote unquote switch fails. Mm-hmm. However, your brain inadvertently wakes up while your body is still under the spell of REM paralysis, leaving you stuck in a paradoxical state between parallel realities, wakefulness, and REM sleep. And during sleep paralysis, the crisp dreams of REM spill over into waking consciousness, like a dream coming alive before your eyes, even if it's like fanged figures and all. But what I don't get is that how come everyone's having the same fucking dream then?
Yes.
That's what I don't get.
And the same shadow man.
The same. Depiction. Exactly. And why is it never like, because I have a lot of good dreams. I actually like going to sleep. I know you have a lot of nightmares.
I don't
like
to go to sleep.
My dreams are usually fucking dope. I love my dreams. I like am in some Candyland castle and like everything's marshmallows and like sometimes M&M is there. Like I have really fucking good dreams. And I would love, I would love to like wake up in that and feel like it's real. No, that's never what the story is. With sleep paralysis and I and my experiences and your experiences with sleep paralysis, it's always like some fucking evil thing. It like is. There's like a dark energy.
Why there. Isn't it ever positive?
Exactly.
Why can't it be Mr. Rogers?
So the to this idea that it's like between your dreams and reality, like I just don't get that one missing thing.
Agreed. The consistency is great, but the thing that actually trips me out the most, the thing that I can't explain the most, and maybe I literally don't know enough to know, but like how come? So for example, one famous night when you and I were at our old apartment,
yeah,
I am under, and you know I have already told you now about my shadow man guy, mm-hmm. and that he's always been with me my whole life, and that you know sometimes if I'm asleep, you know I might like. Feel like I can't get back in my body.
And you're trying to scream and it's not
helpless.
Working. Yeah, you can't.
And he wants to get inside my body.
Oh, yeah, whenever I try to scream or talk when I'm in sleep paralysis, I don't have something trying to get in my body, but I just can't. I can't make any noise. Yes. I can't make any noise. I can't move my body. I feel completely imprisoned, like literally paralyzed.
So I'll see him. I'll see Steve Green trying to do that. Like right there. I see him right there. But then I also see my shadow man right there.
Mm.
And then one time, you know, he looks at me. The shadow man, he looks at me like floating outside my body, not yeah. my body.
Yeah.
And he goes, let me in, right? And I was like, holy shit. And he said it like really mean, right, by the way. Like, not like that.
You do oppression?
He was like, let me in.
Oh, shit.
Right? And it was very intense. He like turned. It was like he's looking at my body, and it's like I'm not even really here. But then he like looked at me, saw me. Yeah, it was like that. It was fucking scary.
I got goosebumps just for
yeah, you. Yeah, you get the goosebumps. Oh, by the way, the goosebumps is one of the worst parts of it. When you're under and you're shadow man is over you, it's like there's a nuclear bomb going off on your body like 400 times. Yikes. Of goosebumps. You get goosebumps on top of goosebumps on top of goosebumps on top of goosebumps nonstop.
Wow.
Stack them up 100 times, it's not even nearly enough. Like, it's crazy. All the hair on your body grows hair and stands on top of that hair. Like, it's crazy. Gosh. Right? And it's just very scary, right, when you're going through it. I don't know what it is, but it's scary. So then yeah, on that night in particular,
well,
I remember seeing you, me.
Well, preface it first, because we had watched a documentary.
Yes.
And it showed all of the stuff that you're talking about, that you're like, that's exactly what I'm going through. And in the documentary, one of them used...
The same shit.
But one of them used the name of Jesus Christ, right? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, so we saw that documentary where they were like, literally, like, I used the power of Jesus Christ's name.
Yes.
And then
that's the only thing that helped me. Right?
Yeah.
And so during this night when I was going through the shit, and like I said, the craziest thing about this is that I can see me, you, your pajamas, everything you're wearing, your shirt. You're wearing like the Donnie shirt from Big Lebowski. I remember all this very vividly. Right. And then it was my shirt previously. Yeah. But then I see where Franklin is.
Mm-hmm.
I see where Joe is. You know what I mean? And then let me in happens, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck to do. Oh my God, he's gonna get in this time, right? And he really wants me to kill myself. And then I go, you know, I was like, all right, I remember hearing that Jesus, using Jesus' name maybe will help. I'm not a religious person, guys. I'm not trying to tell anybody to believe in Jesus or anything. Well,
it was just because this documentary, like, you had been tormented night after night. You're like, let me just try this.
Yes. So then I was like, in the name of Jesus Christ, let me in, right? In the name of Jesus Christ, let me in my body. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me in my body. Nikki, I see Nikki wake up. She looks at me and she sees me. And you go ahead.
Yeah. So at first I thought he was sleep talking. He was like, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, whoa, he's like sleep talking like a chant. And then I remembered that you were going to try that next time it happened to you.
Yes.
And I realized you were trying to say Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God. And then I like started shaking you awake.
Yes.
And then immediately you were like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Like, there was no like, oh, you woke me up from a sleep. You know, it was like, oh my God, thank you, thank you, thank you. So
and
you
I saw all of it.
Were trying to get through. It. That was the craziest thing.
For me too.
Because I was like.
And when I woke up.
Because at first I thought you were being silly. Like, I was like, ah, he's saying something. And then I was like, oh, he's saying the thing.
And when I woke up, Franklin was where he was. Joe was where he was.
Yeah.
You were where you were. We're all exactly where we were in the angles that we were.
Yeah. And there was no...
I was just outside of my body from a different perspective, flying over myself.
There was no pause, because I've woken you up when you're like having a bad dream.
I know.
And you just go, oh, thanks.
Like, exactly. No, this was intense. I thought he was going to get me.
Yeah. You woke up, just sprung up, and you were like, thank you. Like you had just been outside your body.
Well, then, and you know, you might think this is bullshit. I don't care.
We're just telling you.
I'm just
going
to tell you what happened to me. I felt this feeling of dread whoosh out of the room after that. Like it was like he was right on top of me, and it whooshed out of the room, went through Nikki's office and out the fucking window, like back to the side of the house and gone. Like literally just felt all that just go out of the room. And you know, I'll swear on a stack of Bibles as tall as I am, 6'4½, and I need the half.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? It was just crazy. It was a crazy thing. And the thing that doesn't jive with the things I read about this stuff is the fact that I have my eyes closed and I'm in deep sleep and I can see everything in the room the exact way that it is. Like, this doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
And how come it's like when I wake up, Franklin's literally at the angle that he is, exactly next to your leg where he is?
And how come the same thing, like the same recurring guy is associated with it every time.
If
it's just a random
why
REM
isn't it a different person
or sleep or different dream,
why can't he look like Hulk Hogan one night?
Exactly. These are the elements that make me go, I don't think there's any explanation, like a true explanation for it. And honestly, like, neither of us jump directly to any sort of paranormal experience. Like, usually there's an explanation.
I can't wait to try to figure it out.
Exactly.
I can't wait.
And this guy that trolls everything, like, he's the last person to want to believe any of it is real. So
no way.
It's like, it's very, like, we're not really those people. I know we do a lot of episodes about, like, aliens and,
shit.
You know, it's fun. But, like, we really do, like, look for the reason first before going like it's ghosts or it's aliens or something like that. And these experiences, I just like, I don't have an explanation for it. There's just
And then one of my other experiences was that another thing where it's like, you okay, all the time people psych themselves out, the shit in their head.
Yeah,
you could be in a tent in the woods and you're like, I just feel there's something outside or whatever, and you're just bullshitting yourself because you're scared.
Yeah,
I understand that. I totally understand that, and I think that's real as far as a real phenomenon that happens to people where they think that something's happening that's not happening.
Yeah,
but I remember, and like, once again, this is a harder one, because I remember being in the Cambridge house when I was a kid in San Diego, and we had only lived here for a couple of years, and back in the, we had a golf course behind us, and like, I didn't really feel a lot of, like, you know, bad energies or anything from there. Mm-hmm. But one night in particular, I felt a horrible fucking energy coming. And then it was almost like I acknowledged that I felt it. And then all of a sudden, it was like creeping up the house. Like, it knew that I could tell that it was there.
Mm.
And then, you know, I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I'm just waking myself out. This is stupid. Steve, this is stupid. You know how stupid this is. This is stupid. Because I used to, like, watch ghost shows and stuff and laugh and make fun of those guys.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I used to be the one, like, wigging myself out, but I never saw anything, and I believed it was because I didn't want to see anything.
Yeah, no, I was, you know, trying to clown on the shit.
Yeah.
But then I remember being like, okay, I feel this feeling. It's a feeling of dread, feeling of mean and evil or whatever you want to call it. And it was like... we had this like little side yard on the side of our house going all the way up the side of our house from the golf course. And I felt it going, drifting up and down that part of our house, like just pacing almost, right? Like it didn't know what it wanted to do yet. It was pacing, kind of feeling me out. And then I turn to my left and I look at my dog Trixie. And my dog Trixie is looking at the fucking wall, and she is turning her head from left to right the exact way that I am feeling this fucking bullshit energy.
Huh.
It was like the most, like, how the fuck come she's doing that? You could say she's seen a fly or something. Bro, I'm telling you, I felt this thing going like that, like back and forth, and she's looking at back and forth. And that was like a confirmation to me that gave me the most dread. And then all of a sudden this thing bears down on top of me, almost like it was like feeling me out. And then it bears down on top of me. I'm sitting on my computer chair. I'll never forget this. And like, it just hangs there over me.
Does your dog bark at it?
She's staring at it.
Oh.
But I wasn't looking at my dog at that point. I looked at her afterward, but she was not doing anything. Mm. I was frozen in fear.
Yeah.
I was just chilling there. And, you know, it hung over there for what felt like forever. And then, you know, I just, the whole time I was just like, I'm fine. I feel nothing. But like, you know, once again, exploding goosebumps nonstop, 400 nuclear bombs going off on your skin like that. Where it's just like crash after crash after crash after crash nonstop until finally like it just left.
Wow.
Yeah. Just whooshed out of the room once again. Just like whooshed out of the room.
Do you think it was the same thing? Like it was the same?
No, that one was much meaner and more evil than the one that I experienced. That wants me to kill myself.
Yeah.
Like that one was like different. It felt, you know, more like
heavy.
Yeah. It felt like it didn't know me. Whereas the other one feels like he knows me already.
You. Huh.
Which is weird. I know it sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it really does feel like he knows me and like almost like he's been linked to me since I was born in a way. Like he just, it's like he's been following me my whole life.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's scary. It's weird. It's fucking weird too. It's just a trip.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some other paranormal experiences that we've had.
Nikki's just like a cute kitty. I hope you guys are checking this out on YouTube. She's dressed very cute, like a cute little
kitty. I am a cute kitty, but I'm not a woman at all.
Not a Catwoman, I know.
I'm not a woman.
I mean, you know that the trailer for the Batman just dropped today, and Catwoman's in it. You could get some serious SEO right now.
I don't want to be a cat woman. I'm just a cat.
Catwoman's dropping all the SEO. Jesus Christ, Nikki, just fucking say it. Just say that you're Catwoman, so we can get the search term.
I am a woman dressed as a cat.
Oh my God.
Buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
Okay, so going back to this like feeling things, because I don't know if this is just by sheer willpower, but I do believe people, but just only on the notion because everything is so consistent across the board and all these people's experiences that I'm like, I've heard enough. And I've also studied acting enough to recognize bad actors. But like I've seen and I heard enough stories to be like, OK, I believe these people are experiencing things. But I have never like seen what's it called when an apparition?
A ghost. Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Neither have I.
And I don't ever want to.
Yeah.
And I feel like anytime I've felt anything, I just hide and I close my eyes and same. I'm like, please, I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to see anything. However, I am really sensitive to energies in general. I know that sounds really woo-woo, but I like, it doesn't matter if it's a living thing or it's like somewhere where a huge event, emotional event took place. Or I don't know, maybe it's a paranormal thing. But when we lived in that apartment that was attached to a mortuary, never been more overwhelmed spiritually, emotionally in my life. I was like, because every day I was crying all day. Like I could not stop crying every day. And I'm like, I know I have depression, but I've never cried every day, like almost all day, to the point where the only time I stopped crying was when I would drive away in my car.
Yep.
And the only I had
or
to
you went to YouTube Space.
And I would have to go, like, if I didn't have auditions or had to go to YouTube Space, I would just stay all day crying in the house. And I just got used to it. Like, I just, to the point where I felt it was normal until we moved out of that place and I didn't cry every day. And I was like, oh shit, I forgot that wasn't normal.
Yeah.
And now intense. I can't imagine crying every single day. I was like, yeah, I'm just sad. I'm just a sad person. I'm depressed. And that's what happens is if I can't separate it, if I don't recognize that it's not me, it's coming from something else, then I take it on as myself. Like I own it and it becomes part of me where I'm like, it's my thing. I'm sad. I'm a depressed person. I want to die. Like I take it on. Mm-hmm. And so I've had to learn how to really separate whether it's someone else's energy. Like if someone walks into the room and they have a sad energy, if I don't immediately separate and like kind of distance myself from their energy, I will take it on and I will feel like whatever happened to them happened to me.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's so hard. But that kind of feeling, those kind of feelings would constantly be around. And yeah. I don't know if it was just because, you know, people were at a literal funeral every day next
every
door
day,
to our
bro.
House.
Outside of our house, every day or in the parking lot, there's a funeral happening.
Or if it was something, you know,
it was really
else
crazy.
Because, you know, obviously there's also dead corpses there.
Yeah, right
so,
there.
You know, I don't know. And sometimes, you know, a lot of these stories, they'd be like certain smells or sounds would come out of nowhere. Like the radio is disconnected and the batteries are off, but like music starts playing out of it or something. So there was this one cabinet in our kitchen that sometimes smelled like cigarettes.
I remember that.
And it was strong.
Yep.
Like it would be in the kitchen.
Yep.
And
but it hadn't, dude,
there was
the vents
no,
were not there.
No one were smoking, was
no,
smoking.
No.
We didn't have central air.
No.
It was a window air conditioning in the bedroom.
Yep.
So there's no way that
nowhere.
It was coming through any vents
yeah,
or anything.
Nowhere.
This was like very specifically in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember which one too.
Yeah. And I don't know, like maybe there was like someone used to smoke there that lived there. I don't know, but
and people talk about that sometimes.
Yeah, they talk about how
like hauntings
certain
are not just
perfumes
yeah,
or
it
certain
smells too.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
So that was weird. The other time I was okay. Should I tell the Vietnam story?
Yeah, fuck yeah, please.
Okay, so I've told this on JK News before, and this has probably been like one of the weirdest. I guess yeah, this is probably the most. That's the most recent experience except for the Queen Mary.
Well, Queen Mary, yeah.
But yeah, so I went to Vietnam, and first of all, before I went to Vietnam, I was getting my nails done, and my nail lady is Vietnamese from Vietnam, and we had conversations before because she likes Halloween a lot, and she likes specifically scary movies, and she gets so excited during Halloween time to go see scary movies, and she likes ghosts and stuff. And I was asking her like why she, like how she got so obsessed with ghosts and stuff, and she told me that she used to live with a lot of ghosts, and she just said it so casually, and I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, oh yeah, in Vietnam, like a lot of people have ghosts living with them. And I'm like, what? Like that, like you mean like spirits, like woo? And she's like, yeah, when I was a kid it used to scare me a lot, and because I would be trying to go to bed and I would hear footsteps upstairs. But there was no one upstairs. Like my mom was downstairs with me and there's no one else in the house. And I would always hear footsteps and doors slamming. And it would scare me because I thought, like someone's gonna get me. And my mom would tell me, no, it's just a ghost. It's just a ghost. Wow. Yeah. And like, it's very accepted. And she told me that, like, yeah, pretty much everyone kind of accepts that there's ghosts. Like, maybe not everyone talks about it all the time, but they accept it. And she said that ever since she came to America, she hasn't really had any experiences with them except for in her uncle's house. Like, there's one, but she just talks about it really casually. Like, she's just like, yeah, yeah. So my uncle has a ghost. And like, it's like she spotted a raccoon. Like, she's yeah. like, oh yeah, we had a lot of raccoons back in my country, but here I never see them. So when I see one, it's like really cool. And so I forgot about that. But then I go to Vietnam, and just like when we were in Berlin, Germany, like I said, if like some massive event, dark event happened, emotional event happened, I feel it like big. And so in Berlin, I got this really depressed energy immediately. And, you know, World War II was there. And then when I landed in Vietnam, same thing. It was like this heaviness, which I've never experienced in like a tropical environment. Like, I used to think if there's a beach, like, there's no stress. Like, but this was like, wow, you're looking at beautiful tropical island jungleness. And I mean, it's not an island, but like the jungle, like tropicalness. And it was heavy. It just felt super, super, super heavy. So I'm like, okay, it's kind of weird because it looks like Bali, but it doesn't feel like Bali.
Yeah.
And then this car ride is, first of all, the plane ride was 20.
It was like Germany. When we went to Germany, we both
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
In Berlin.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the plane ride was 21 hours. And then I have to drive. Once I landed, I had to drive another 5 hours to get to the hotel. So I'm fucking tired. I was going there because a brand flew me out there to do some brand deal thing. And I was tired. And there was a little party that I was supposed to attend, but I was like, I could barely keep my eyes open. And then I went to my room. Now, the rooms were bungalows. So you're alone. There's no hotel rooms, you know, there's no hallway. You're just alone in the bungalow. And I'm like, it's dead darkness, completely alone. They're like, no lights or anything. And I'm checking everything out, but I'm pretty tired. I'm trying to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, there's like a spark next to me at the outlet. And like, it's, I see it out the corner of my eye, it sparks, and then all the power goes off. So the fan shuts off, the AC goes zoom, and it's dead silent. And I'm like,
this is dark, right?
It's pitch black.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is pretty scary because I'm 100% alone. And I just travel, I'm in a country that I don't know. I've never been here before. And I don't know any of these people. And I don't, it's 3 a.m. I don't even know if I can, like, go outside, if anyone's even awake, like, if something happens. I don't know. I have no idea. And so I'm really fucking scared, and I just, like, close my eyes and try to, like, will myself to fall asleep. And then everything comes back on. And I'm like, okay, I think I'm okay. And then, so I'm going back to sleep again. And all of a sudden, the power goes off again, but the TV comes on, and it goes,
absolutely horrifying.
Like that snowy, like,
no, I'm out.
And I can feel the glow of the TV screen, but I don't want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. It's like dead silent except for that TV screen on. And I'm like, I've seen The Ring enough times, and I don't want to know. I don't just like, if you're going to take me, just take me. I just don't want to, I don't want to see it.
I'm already clicking to another podcast personally.
Yeah. I don't want to see it. And somehow, I don't know if it's because I was so tired or what, but I managed to fall asleep, but then I got sleep paralysis, like immediately.
Which doesn't happen to you a lot.
It hasn't happened since I lived alone in Hollywood.
Which was like, what, 9 years ago?
It was 9 years prior.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck, like, it's that sleep paralysis, but in this one, this was the first time that the dog was there. And I feel this dog breathing down my neck, and it's like, baring its teeth, and it's like growling, but it's like I feel the hot breath, like it's there, and I see everything in the room and the fuzziness from the fucking TV, and I'm just like, I can't move, and it's so motherfucking scary. I'm like, please. Damn. And I start using the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that is, I swear, it woke me up. And I woke up, and then I just like, I looked at my phone to see what time it was, and it was like 6 a.m. So I was like, okay, I gotta just make it like an hour until people are awake or right, something, right. You know, and then I'll be okay. And like the sun will be out or whatever. And so I'm just like trying to like close my eyes, but I don't want to fall asleep, but I don't want to look.
Dude, I know
but
exactly
that
feeling.
It's so scary. And then, I did fall back asleep, but I didn't get sleep paralysis again. And I woke up and the TV was still on like all that stuff. The electricity was back on, but, I went to the TV and I turned it off. And then later that day, I guess house cleaning came in or whatever. And, the TV was on, but it was just on the hotel menu. Mm. So it's like, if the TV were to randomly come back on, it would just be the menu.
It should be.
It should just be the menu. Like, why was it the fuzzy screen?
Scary as fuck.
Like, after all the electricity went out.
Why do I have a dog in my room? How about that?
Okay, so that was day one.
Exactly.
Day two, I have a dream where my grandma visits me and she passed. And I usually like those dreams because...
you don't get to see her.
Yeah, I don't get to see her. And I feel like it's really her. And so like she was there and she had Alzheimer's for 10 years before she died. So I felt like I lost her way before I actually lost her.
You
but whenever
very close.
We were, and whenever I dream about her, she doesn't have Alzheimer's and she still live in her life like before Alzheimer's. And she tells me that, oh no, she splintered off. Like she's like, oh no, that wasn't me. I splintered off a long time ago.
Right.
And she that's how she phrases it. And she's like, yeah, no, everything's cool here. And she was showing me around her place. She had like an apartment and she collected Starbucks cups up there. And it's weird. Anyway, so that was nice. But then I have another dream about her the next night. And she tries to get me to go with her in a car. And it feels weird. It doesn't feel like her anymore.
Yeah.
It feels like it's her. But then she's like, I was like, no, grandma, I'm in Vietnam. Like, I got to go back where I'm on a job. And she's like, no, just get in. Just get in.
Yeah. It's like she's being impersonated.
Just get in. Yeah. And I'm like, I can't. And she's like, I can't go without you. We have to go see Papa. We have to go. And I was like, no, I can't. I got to go. And I willed myself to wake back up. But she started getting mean.
Yeah.
Like, because
exactly.
I wouldn't get in the car.
They get so pissed.
She started getting so mean. Yep. Like, what do you mean you won't get in? Yeah. Like, that kind of thing.
The let me in thing.
Yeah. And so I woke up and I was like, that wasn't my grandma that
exactly.
time. And okay, so the last night that we're there, because I'd been telling everybody about all of my experiences that I've been having, and they were all freaked out and they were like, you can sleep with us if you want. And I'm like, no, it's okay. I've already been there for 3 nights. I'll just make it one more night. You know, tomorrow we're leaving. And they were like, okay, well, we want to ask and see, like, let's see if it's haunted. Because I was telling them how my nail lady said that it was pretty much accepted. And call the waitress over and they're like, hey, are there ghosts here? And she doesn't know what we're talking about, so we use a translator thing. And she's like, oh, ghosts, I'm not allowed to talk about that. And they're like, what do you mean you're not allowed to talk about that? That's so juicy, like, what?
Good.
And so they're like, okay, we have to ask the chef. So there was like a catered type of thing. Yeah. So around the banquet tables there's like a chef that's like slicing the meat, you know. And so they go to the chef and we show them the translator and we're like, is this haunted? Are there ghosts? And he was like, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, really? Like what rooms? And he starts listing all the rooms. He's like 105, da, 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 da. And he lists my room. And I'm like, fuck, I knew it. And so,
so far, this is just your word, Limo.
I know.
Just
well,
your word.
I know. Well, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I know.
So then I'm like, I don't want to go to my... I wanted to delay this night as long as possible. And so we go talk to another table and they're like, oh my God. So did you hear, like, she was having these experiences? And then like we asked the chef and he's like, yeah. And so everyone's kind of getting excited and freaked out about it. And the group that we're talking to, they're like, oh my God, you'll never believe this. Okay, so last night... We were all in so-and-so's backyard. So each like little bungalow has its own private pool. It's a really nice place.
Lit.
It's so cool.
It's like Bali.
Yeah. So each place has its private pool. And so we were hanging out at so-and-so's place. And we were kind of being noisy. And it was like 2 a.m. And we see that the person next to us, like they look out their window and they shove the curtains like really hard. And like they're pissed at us for being loud. And so we're like, oh shit, guys, we gotta like keep it quiet, you know, like the person next door is like kind of upset. And so this other guy comes in and he's like, yeah. And so I come in and join them, and I'm like, hey, what's up, guys? And everyone's like, shh, no. The person next door is like, they're getting kind of mad that we're being loud, so just keep it down. And the guy's like, wait, that bungalow right there, that person's mad? And they're like, yeah. They're like, they just move the curtains back really fast because they're like kind of getting upset with us. We don't want to bother them. And he's like, that's my bungalow. And they're like, so were you? But he's like, no, I haven't been there in a while. And they're like, oh, well, do you have a roommate in there? And he's like, no, it's just me. And so they go to his room. No one's there. Like, just randomly some curtain. Like, and the girl's like, no, I swear. Like, I saw the curtain get pulled. Like,
yeah.
Like, I saw them get mad and pull it.
Yeah, a bunch of people did.
Yeah. It wasn't just like, yeah, it wasn't just her. And so, yeah, they were all freaked out because they were like, then that guy was scared to go to his room. And then we're telling them that story. And they're like, oh, my God, like, that's crazy because that happened to us. And so then, yeah, that was the last night that I was there. I was just like praying that nothing would happen. And so I didn't get sleep paralysis again. But
and it's crazy because she would call me she was in Vietnam, and she would like just tell, she told me about the first night and then the second night. It was crazy. She was scared shitless.
Yeah, dude, it was scary. It was so scary. But I mean, again, I didn't have like I didn't see an apparition. I didn't see a ghost, you know. But my grandma did visit me recently too. Like I was telling you about that dream. And like, I do really like, I do believe that. That's a way to like kind of visit. I like to believe that, I don't, there's no proof
I'm
of that.
I'm
biased towards believing it. Cause I just think that like, you know, we're all made out of energy. And like when you die, I think that energy just gets returned to whatever else. Because everything else works that way. You know, when trees die, they go to the dirt and the dirt grows a new tree. And it's just like, everything else kind of works that way. And so I do believe that the energy is still there somewhere. And yeah, so my grandma visited me and it was very similar. We were actually in the living room. In my dream, Steve and I were in the living room and my phone rings and I'm like, oh, can you get my phone? And I see the caller ID and it says my grandma's name. So it says Cece. And I was like, oh, my grandma's calling. I haven't talked to her in forever. Like, I forget she's dead, too, when I'm in my dreams. And I'm like, I haven't talked to her in forever. I miss her. And so I answer the phone, and it's my grandma, and she has such a very distinct voice and a very distinct laugh, and it was definitely her. And I was like, I haven't talked to you forever. How are you? And she's like, I only have 4 hours to live. And I was like, oh, my God, like... what? Like, that's crazy. Like, I gotta get over to you. Like, I gotta see you before you go. And then I remembered, that's when I remembered, I was like, wait, no, she passed 4 years ago. Like, I remember going to her funeral. And so then I get really confused and I'm like, but I don't say anything because I don't want her to think I'm crazy. Cause I'm like, did I dream that? Like, what's going on? So I'm trying to, you know, still talk to her. And she's like, no, you don't need to come see me. I'm like, but I want to see you before you go. And she's like, no, you know, I've had a really good life. You know, I've known about this for a while now. And me and your grandpa, we've just been like taking each day like it's our last and like really living each day to the fullest and really being present. And she's like, we've been sipping our coffee slow. And that's what you need to do. You know, you need to just like take it easy. Like she's like, you just need to sip it slow. Like it,
love that.
She's like, it goes so fast. So just sip it slow. And in my dream, I got my grandpa, my grandma passed. And then I got my grandpa a mug that said, sip it slow.
I love it.
It's so random. But I'm like, wow.
Nikki also would like to announce that her jewelry line has a sip it slow line coming. And that's really what this is about. Yeah, t-shirts are now available.
They are now available.
If you use the code sip it.
We have mugs. We have mugs coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love that, by the way, because you woke up and told me that story and I just rolled over and hugged you and you cried.
Yeah, I mean, and it still resonates because it was such a comforting, it felt like her, you know? And so that's why I'm biased towards believing it, because I'm like, okay, if it's not her, then my brain thought of that. Sure. Maybe it's some subconscious thing, but like, Yeah, maybe I just needed to hear that.
I want
also
you to tell the Queen Mary story in a sec. But real quickly, the only time I've ever even felt like I saw one when I was awake.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen one.
Yeah.
But I remember it was like 1995 or 4. My family came to San Diego to visit my grandparents for the first time. I'd never been to San Diego before. I'd never left like the East Coast ever, basically, or Middle America, Indiana, Virginia. And then I came out to San Diego. I'm sleeping in my mom's old room when she was a kid because it's their family house, right? And I wake up in the middle of the night. I get this weird feeling. I wake up and there's an alarm clock light that like is illuminating the room. And I'm like somewhat used to because I had seen it a couple times when I had like woke up. But now all of a sudden the orange alarm clock light is obfuscated. I can see it like, like illuminating the room around a dark figure that's standing over my bed.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything. And this is not me under. This is not me floating outside my body. I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I see this thing and I don't get filled with dread and I don't get filled with the, my shadow man thing.
Yeah.
It's very familial in a different way and very friendly and just observational. And it just, all these feelings just come to me almost telepathically. Like, you just know that it's like chill.
Like you can, just like you feel people. Like when you
exactly.
get, when you get
feel
bad,
vibes.
Bad vibes off right. people or good vibes from people.
I know, it all sounds nuts until you.
It's the same thing. It's
exactly.
like we meet someone and you're like, oh, they're very warm.
That
you know, they're very
the creeps.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it feels like. Is like you're just feeling that energy without the actual human being there. Yeah, but what you're talking about with the shadow and then the lumen light around it, that was the Queen Mary for me.
Yes.
That was exactly the same experience. So,
which gave me the creeps when you told me the story because that was the
right.
only time I had seen that. That's why I wanted
and
to
I
set
had
that
never,
up.
And I had never heard that story before I told you about the Queen Mary.
Yeah.
So, and the Queen Mary, we're staying there for Christmas Eve and, the Queen Mary is said to be haunted. And I don't know. I've spent the night there before. I've never felt anything weird really there. Like, honestly, I don't feel anything. But we're going to sleep and, I wake up. I'm not sleeping well. It's not like the Queen Mary is not a great place to stay just in general because the walls are really thin. So like you hear a lot of noise. But I don't know what something I just kept waking up throughout the night and I woke up and I saw Steve was like sitting up in bed staring at me and I turned to him and I was like, you know, I'm like my eyes are still adjusting to the dark and I'm like, what's going on? Like, what are you doing? And as my eyes adjust, I look down and he's sleeping in the bed. And I look back up and it's gone. Like there was a person. Like, because there's a window.
Yep.
It's like the little port windows, yep. The little portal things. The Queen Mary is docked and the parking lot was outside the portal. So the street lights.
You pay less for those.
Yeah, you pay less for those. The orange street lights were coming through the little round windows and there was a human figure shape that was sitting
blocking
up in bed
light.
Blocking the light. And that's why I was like, no, he was just sitting up and it was right over you. And then I looked down and you were there. And I was so confused. And I went back to bed and then the same thing happened. I woke up again and you were sitting up and I was like, what are you doing? And then I looked down and you're in the bed again. And I'm like, what the hell? So I just stayed asleep, but I was like, that was weird. But I didn't get any, I wasn't scared.
It wasn't bad or malicious.
Yeah, I was just like confused.
Yeah.
It was
just
like,
eerie how that works. Like
yeah.
you can see something that you're like, I can't explain this, but for some reason I don't feel scared.
Yeah, because once your brain's like, well, it's not a person.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have just been light refracting in a weird way or it must have just been some like my eyes playing tricks on
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
You know, that's, yeah. I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, nah, that wasn't a scary ghost because I didn't feel any scariness about it. And then I woke up before Steve in the morning and my family was all getting breakfast. And so, I go up to get breakfast with them. Steve likes to sleep in a little bit later and take showers and stuff. And I'm trash.
Before I see anybody, I have to take a shower.
Yeah. I'm pretty trash. I just roll out of bed
yeah,
and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm ready for French toast. Let's go.
Exactly.
And so I go up there and my sister-in-law, has a book all about like the stories of the Queen Mary. And she was like, you know, like, oh, yeah, I have this book. I want to go on this ghost tour. And I was like, you know, I had a really weird experience last night. I was like, I don't know what it was. It could have been nothing. But like, I woke up twice in the night thinking Steve was staring at me, like sitting up in bed, staring at me. And then as my eyes adjusted, I realized he was sleeping in the bed next to me. Like he was laid down, but he was like up before, like sitting up. And it was the weirdest thing. And I don't think it was a ghost because I didn't feel any scaredness. And then, you know, I'm pretty good about like feeling.
Feeling vibes.
Yeah. And she stared at me stunned. And she was like, what room are you in? And I told her the room. It was like 23B or something. I can't remember what room it was. But she was like, she looked in her little book. She like flipped the page and she was like, oh, you're right above this room that got shut down. Like no one's even allowed to stay in there. In fact, if you go down to look at the number on that room, it's like taken off. They took it off. You can't stay in that room because there were so many stories of people waking up with a ghost sitting at the edge of their bed watching them sleep. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
that's a goosebumps moment.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I didn't feel scared when I was there.
Yeah.
It just like her saying that story and like it's in the book.
Yeah.
Like the room right below us. And so that was weird. Yeah.
And dude, I was there. It's crazy because like, the intensity of Nikki telling that story, like, I don't know, man. I know the skeptics listening.
Yeah.
Y'all know everything. But I'm telling you, when you're there in the moment and you're like seeing all this stuff and you're hearing all this stuff in real time from people, it's, I don't know. Like it when I hear the story back, it's the same fucking story.
Because it's not like you're, like that story, like I'm not trying to build it up. Like I don't know if it was a ghost.
Ghostly apparition with blue light, but you don't do that. And that's what I'm saying. It backs up my story in a weird way. Because you feel like a crazy person anyway.
Yeah.
Where like my mom swears it was probably my great grandfather. Because she says that they have felt him in the house before too.
Huh.
And you know, could be. But for me, it didn't feel like mean, which is crazy because for me, usually it's mean.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, this is a weird shadow person. Yeah, my shadow person is very mean, doesn't like me, wants me to kill myself. So yeah it's one of those things where it's like, but it's weird because he also, in a way, it's like he's followed me my whole life. He's like my biggest hater in a way.
I will say, the scariest thing, like I've never seen a ghost, but I think I've heard one, and this was from childhood, and I don't know now because I have to trust childhood ears.
Yeah.
But I was sleeping at my cousin's house, and in the middle of the night, everyone's snoring, and I hear this voice going, "Mama, mama," like loud, where I'm like, "Why is no one waking up?" Like, that's fucking loud. And I don't want to look because, again, that's like, how scary is that? Like, it's the dead of night and you hear like a voice going, "Mama, mama." And I'm like freaking out. I'm like sweating. I don't know why no one's waking up. It's loud. And then the next day I told everyone what happened, like that I heard this voice chanting "Mama," like down the hallway. And they all like were like, okay, we didn't want to say anything because we didn't want to freak you out, but we've had ghost experiences in this house because our nanny, that they had a live-in nanny, we think it's her son who died in her arms.
Oh my God.
That's been haunting our house. And I'm like, I didn't know any of that.
Where was this again?
It was at my cousin's house.
Wow.
In my aunt and uncle's house.
Yeah. Not the one we do Christmas at, right? You know, I hope.
No. My Filipino side.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's actually where we used to do Christmas at, but you joined the family late, so we don't do it there anymore.
Well,
my cousin, my Filipino side cousins. I distinctly voice chanting "Mama."
Yeah.
And I.
My sister
couldn't wake up.
Tells a story about when we lived same house, the Cambridge house, which we all felt was haunted, right? My sister threw something in our trash can. It was just a trash can, plastic trash can with a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And she says that my little brother was there and she was there. She threw something in the trash can and it like gargled. Like she just chucked whatever it was in the trash can, nothing that would gargle, and it like gargled and like roared at her.
What?
Yes. And to this day, she'll tell you that story the same way every fucking time, and like she's freaked the fuck out by it.
Like
she ran up the stairs afterward, And she wasn't like some like 12-year-old girl. She was like, you know, 16, 17 years old.
That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I think sounds are just as scary as seeing something.
Yeah, man. But I can't say I've heard one before. But
yeah, it was clear as day. Like that voice, mm-hmm. It was so loud too, because it was down the hallways. Like it was echoing.
Yeah.
I was like, how is no one waking up? Everyone's dead asleep snoring. No one's waking up, and it's loud. It's like, mama, mama.
Why are they so scary?
It's so fucking scary.
Why can't they just be like, hey, mom?
I know.
Mom.
Well, the other thing is like.
I want some macaroni.
He, like, they spoke Spanish. Like, so I don't know, like, why it wasn't.
Well, mama is in Spanish.
Mama's Spanish too, shit. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I Spanish 4 times. I could be wrong.
It wouldn't be like, hey, mom, though. It was like, right. Yeah, so it makes more
so
sense.
So mama, but mama.
Yeah.
Ooh, Betty. Okay, guys, hope you sleep well
hope
tonight.
Hope you sleep very well.
I know you won't.
During this Samhain, thin-veiled fall harvest time of the year where the spirit realm crosses into ours.
Happy Hallows Eve.
Could be your last.
But we hope you guys survive until the next time, at least especially our Patreon people.
But if not, come visit us in our dreams, and we will see you soon.
Bye. Hey, bye whatever we tell you to bye. Good luck.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.